Tesla CEO Elon Musk is currently in Beijing, China, where he is reportedly discussing the possibility of enabling full self-driving, FSD, on Tesla cars in the country. FSD is already available in countries like the US, but not in China. Musk is interested in transferring data collected in China to train Tesla's algorithms. This visit comes after a US report linked Tesla's autonomous driving modes to several crashes, including one fatality. During a meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qiang, Musk expressed Tesla's willingness to cooperate with China for mutual benefits. Li assured Musk that the Chinese market will always be open to foreign-funded firms. China is Tesla's second-largest market, and other car manufacturers, such as XPeng, have been trying to compete with Tesla by introducing similar self-driving features in their cars. Musk himself has praised Chinese car companies, calling them the most competitive in the world. To address concerns about FSD in China, Tesla has taken steps to reassure Chinese authorities, including establishing a data center in Shanghai to process Chinese consumer data in compliance with local laws. This visit comes shortly after the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, announced an investigation into whether a recall effectively addressed safety concerns related to Tesla's driver assistance system. The NHTSA found that drivers involved in the crashes were not sufficiently engaged, despite requirements to remain focused on the road and be prepared to take control when autonomous driving is enabled. Tesla's software is designed to ensure that drivers are paying attention and that the feature is only used in appropriate conditions, such as on highways. Elon Musk has long promised that Teslas will eventually be capable of acting as autonomous robo-taxis. However, critics accuse him of exaggerating the prospects of full autonomous driving to boost Tesla's stock price. Tesla has faced challenges such as falling demand for electric vehicles globally and competition from cheaper Chinese manufacturers. Musk denies these accusations. In response to these challenges, Tesla has been reducing car prices in China and other markets to stimulate demand. The company recently reported a 13% decline in automotive sales for the first quarter of this year, along with a 9% drop in overall sales and a significant decrease in profits compared to the same period last year. Tesla's share price has also fallen by 32% in 2024.